Guitarist Jason Vio is performing at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on August 16th with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Jason was the 2015 Grammy winner for Best Classical Instrumental Album for his CD Play. At age 7, Jason's mother enrolled him in classical guitar lessons with a local teacher in Buffalo. He immediately took to the instrument. He went on to study at the Cleveland Institute of Music. After he graduated, he became a faculty member there in 1997, going on to head the department in 2001. Jason has been called the guitarist whose instrument happens to be the classical guitar by WNYC. He is equally adept at interpreting jazz and blues, classical, even rock. He was the first classical musician invited to perform as part of NPR's popular Tiny Desk concert series. Jason Vio, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Joe.
Very nice. So give us a sense of, you are in just for this one, or are you performing a couple times, or how's this working?
Just for the 16th, the Sunday concert.
Through part of the Chamber Music,
yes.
And Lincoln Center Chamber Music Festival. So how did you get involved in that, and about how many of these gigs do you do typically a year?
Well, I play about 50, 60 concerts a year, and about 20, I would say a third of them are solo recital, a third of them are concerto with orchestra, and about a third are chamber music. And I got in touch, I got connected with David Finkel and Wu Han of Chamber Music Society Lincoln Center at Music in Menlo, their summer, one of their summer festivals in Menlo Park, California, and began to present to them lots of different options for guitar chamber music,
yeah.
Of which there's a history. It may not be, of course, as extensive as the piano, as many pieces or string literature, but there is a history there. And they became very intrigued with it. And so I've been performing with them, three, four, five times a year. We recently played at Alice Tully Hall. We played these same pieces that we're playing here at Alice Tully Hall in New York in May. And it was a tremendous success. So it's great to be able to do this.
Really, and talk a little bit about the two works that you're doing and what ultimately they mean to you.
Well, the Boccherini Quintet No. 4 with the famous Fandango, and it's a very popular movement, that last movement with audiences. And I've played that since I was a teenager growing up in Buffalo. And so that's always really, especially with a group as good as the Escher Quartet, they really bring an elegance to the more classical first movements, and we have a lot of fun playing the Fandango with a decidedly different kind of style to it. Boccherini was, a wonderful virtuoso cellist in his day, and composed 6 quintets for guitar and string quartets. So this is one that is always big with audiences. The Aaron J. Kernis 100 Greatest Dance Hits is a tribute, kind of a loving look back at the music of the 1970s, including disco and album oriented rock, or what they used to call MOR, middle of the road, type of stuff, but done in a very smart and eloquent way. And so the piece has a lot of humor in it as well, but it's also, it's very heartfelt music. It's about 15 minutes long and 4 movements. And we've been playing that for a couple of years now. And again, it goes over really well with the audiences, but it's also at the same time, not just accessible. It's a very smart, very intelligent piece.
I'm interested in that, just that idea of chamber music and how it fits into your musical life.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, I like playing a lot of different music. So you kind of make it fit, I guess. You want to, I think it's more fun for me, more enjoyable to play. I enjoy the process of playing with musicians that are really, really good. learning from them, and that helps me to become a better musician myself.
Is it something that you feel that you, I mean, not have to do, but that is expected of someone of your caliber?
I think it the same way it would be maybe expected or assumed that even a solo pianist, for example, or a solo violinist would engage in playing chamber music. I'd like to see that be almost. I would like to see that be an expectation for the classical guitarist as well. And like to see a lot more new works written for various combinations with guitar. In fact, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to Kentucky for Nathan Cole's Chamber Music Festival, the violinist of the LA Philharmonic, and he has a festival in Lexington, and we're premiering a guitar and string quartet by Jeff Beal. So more of these kind of things. I recently premiered a piece by Vivian Fung for violin and guitar called Twist with the wonderful Kristen Lee. And so it just feels right to do that and to be a part of that scene.
When you are not doing that scene, what's the other scene?
I guess the other, I maybe scene's not the best word for it, but I mean, there are very.
Sounds cool, though.
It does sound like scenester.
Yeah, it sounds very cool.
The other two scenes, I guess, would be the concerto soloist type of thing, which has its own, community and sort of ecosystem. And the same thing with solo recitals, playing for, guitar societies around the world or festivals. In fact, I just recently returned from Changsha, China, the EMI guitarist, on EMI, Shufei Yang, the Chinese guitarist, she invited me to play there. And so that's a great thing because you get kind of feedback from the original community that you came from a little bit. It's sort of like if Jay-Z's Empire State of Mind is something more indicative of his pop work. It's kind of like when you're playing for a classical guitar festival, you're kind of going back to your roots a little bit, more to the just more to the sort of the street level environment. And it's great because going to those festivals, you also hear a lot of the cutting edge players that are coming out when you were 20, 25 years ago. So you learn a lot from these wonderful talents just listening to them play.
How important is that feedback from other artists?
For me, it's important because it just helps. Again, I mean, I feel like it's information. You don't use every bit of the information. It's just that you're taking in that information and keeping the good and throwing away the stuff that doesn't work so well for you. And hopefully, you make good choices and continue to improve as an artist and a guitarist. And learning things technically. I mean, I feel like I'm getting technically as a technical. We all have to be technicians at some level to play at a high virtuosic level, and I feel like that's still getting better all the time because I enjoy listening to seeing great players, guitarists like Ana Vidovich or Marcin Dilla, Aniela Desiderio, Denis Azabagic. There's a lot that we can learn from each other.
When you are in a creative mood and you're thinking about the next album, what are you looking for? I mean, do you want a mix? Do you want classic repertoire? Do you want new? Do you want contemporary? Do you want how do you put that together?
Well, we do try to mix it up and just try to fill in. We have, like with Azika Records, which is based in Cleveland where I live, we have a lot of projects that we want to do. So it's really just a matter of when we're going to do the next one and what the next one will be. So with following Play, the CD Play, is a CD with Yolanda Kananassis, which the harpist, which just came out a few months ago called Together. And then following that, the Escher Quartet, actually, who I'm performing with this weekend in Saratoga Springs, we're making our first recording together this September. So these are projects that we've wanted to do for a long time now, and now they're going to be finally coming out. And to follow that, it's probably time for another solo CD. Mainly, you know, maybe it's time to do if I can get the time to work on it, another box CD, for example, or something more traditional, classical guitar type of stuff.
Do you feel? I was mentioning in the introduction about the expanse of your repertoire. And I'm curious as to, do you try to keep your eye on that to say, oh, I'm skewing this way, maybe I want to do this, or...
Yeah, it's just something you naturally think about, you know, if you're playing a lot of... Lately, actually, I've been finding myself with a lot of more jazz-oriented projects that involve quite a bit of improvisation or even writing, arranging type of thing, like with Julian Lebrow. That's another CD that's going to come out. Actually, that CD is going to come out in between the one with Yolanda and the one with the Escher Quartet, because we finished that actually a year ago.
Wow.
And it's still in the can, and I mean it's
just waiting to come out.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We got, there's so many things that we want to do, but it's just a matter of finding the time to get, you know, all of us in the same, you know, room to put it down on tape.
When you look at that, what is the market? Is the market good? Is the market vibrant?
I think so. I don't worry too much about, I never really worried too much about the marketplace. I mean, I think I have a platform now, especially with the Grammy recognition, that really helps because you have a bit of a platform where, you know, people will be checking your stuff out because of your body of work, right? So it's like, if they'll check out, they may, you know, If they like some of the more jazz inflected things on play, well then maybe they'll check out the Julian Lebrow CD when it comes out. That's a duo. He's a great jazz accordionist, and we made a CD 5 years ago, all Piazzolla CD, and this is really our second CD now with that collaboration, and maybe they'll check that stuff out. If they're not inclined to that sort of thing, you know, they've got, there'll be another release that a recent one that they can check out.
So. Well, you are going to be performing at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on August 16th with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, an amazing pieces that you'll be doing. And you can find out more information about the entire schedule and about the rundown, SPAC.org for more information, SPAC.org for more information. The new CD is Play, correct?
Yes.
Yes, and boy, it sounds great.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Guitarist Jason Vio will be there at Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And again, SPAC.org for more information. Jason, a pleasure to have you in. Thank you so much for coming in. It means a lot to me to have you here.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Time.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.